If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Welcome to the show, Think Realty listeners. I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. We're talking about one of my favorite topics today, passive real estate investing. Passive real estate investing. You know, from time to time, I get a really heartfelt email from somebody that says, Abhi, you know what? I've been following you on Facebook. I've been stalking you on Instagram, and I've been listening to the show. All good stuff. But I'll tell you what. I have a startup. I'm working 80-plus hours a week in my business and on my business, and quite frankly, I don't need to hear you on the airwaves telling me to invest in real estate. But I'm still, like, intrigued about it. How can I do it when I have a full-time startup or a full-time job or a full-time business or a full-time whatever? And this is the show for you because it's all about passive real estate investing, and that's so key, right? I feel like I've been talking about this idea of building a real estate business and not building a real estate job, and many of us, when we're first starting out, we fail in this because we end up building a job for ourselves, and we build the business around our activity every single day, right? And that's a problem. We can't be the center of the universe in our business, otherwise it becomes a job. We need to build a business, especially for all you flippers out there. If you're new, I mean, take note of this, because otherwise you'll end up flipping 5 or 10 or 15 homes a year, having to do that or wanting to do that year after year initially because you think it's fun. But at the end of the day, you're not retaining the asset. You're selling it, which is great. You see the return on that, which is great. You see cash influx, which is great. But what you're not doing is creating wealth. You're not creating cash flow. And cash flow, my friends, my little minions, cash flow is king. And we have to pay attention to that. I would encourage you to do a couple of things throughout today's show. The first is ask me questions. I love answering questions one-on-one. You can find me online pretty much anywhere, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on my personal website, abhigoldhawk.com, or also go to thinkrealty.com. I've created a bunch of courses there. You can interact with me. You can watch the videos. You can learn about how to wholesale real estate and also how you can turn capital into passive opportunities. And that's what we're going to talk about today as well. My guest today, Marco Santarelli with Narada Real Estate Investments, is not only a good buddy of mine, but he is a guy that understands fundamentally the word passive real estate investing. He's done a lot over his career, and we're going to talk about a couple of things in today's show. The first is investing in the best U.S. markets, why you should consider investing out of state, the fear behind out of state investing, and how to kind of overcome that fear, because quite frankly, a lot of us have it. I have it. Believe me, I'm not going to buy a car out of state unless I'm going to go see it. So how do I overcome that fear? That's really important. What it means truly for there to be passive real estate investment strategies? What does it mean to have a turnkey portfolio and how to value and view some of these real estate investment opportunities? And then, of course, the 10 rules of successful real estate investing. We're going to get through as many of those as possible in the time that I have with Marco today. And just a couple of housekeeping things. I think before we get started, his website is noradarealestate.com. Again, N-O-R-A-D-A, noradarealestatedealtalk.com. You can also download his ebook titled The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Just jump on over to passiverealestateinvesting.com as well. And he has so much stuff. He has a podcast and a new book. And this guy is Superman. So I'd like to invite Superman onto the air with me. Marco, are you with me?
Bobby, great introduction. Thank you. I can't live up to that, but thank you anyway.
Hey, man, I think if we try, that's all that matters. I do my best to live up to it, and quite frankly, I'm only like, 3 foot two or 5 foot one. I don't even know anymore. You know how it is. Like, I think over the last couple of shows, I've been making fun of myself because if you see me at these events, there's the real me, right? Like the real person, Abby. And then there's like the big poster board, which is twice as big as I am, and I feel like I'm constantly competing with myself. It's so frustrating. You know what I'm talking about, though.
I do. You're tall in personality. You're full of life. So I love you for that.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. So tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I consider myself a real estate investor, but I'm an entrepreneur and a part-time author. I love real estate. I love helping other people buy real estate and create wealth and passive income through real estate. I'm a firm believer that real estate is the best investment that you can make. It has been, and it's the best asset class out there. So, I'm such a firm believer in it that I want other people to do what I've been able to do over the years and build a portfolio, create wealth through that portfolio, and create passive income. And if you have passive income and you have enough of it, then it leads to financial freedom. And if you have financial freedom, then it leads to time freedom. And that's what we all want. We don't necessarily want more money. We want more time to spend with friends and family and travel and go on adventures and life experiences and do the things we want to do, not, the things we're told to do because, we're tied to a job or maybe we're tied to a business as a professional. And, we just can't get out of that box that we've put ourselves into. And it's not as hard as some people think. And if you follow a proven formula, which is nothing new and it's not a secret, it's been around for a long, long, long time, but if you just replicate the success that other people have done, you will achieve those same results. But the key is to work with the right team, know the right people, and avoid the landmines. Many people have stepped on them before you, so if you just know what they are and where they are, you can avoid those landmines and get to whatever goals you've set for yourself.
I love it. And what's funny, I was just thinking about this while you're talking about the passive freedom. The passive real estate investing equals the financial freedom, which equals the time freedom. And I don't know why I was thinking about this, but really, there's nothing new with real estate, right? Like this, sure. I mean, there's some regulations and things like that that we have to be aware of that will change. Tax laws change. But fundamentally, real estate doesn't change, right? The strategies behind real estate doesn't change. What does change, though, is the ability to execute. And that's really the difference between those that can achieve the financial freedom and then ultimately the time freedom versus those that are just stuck kind of in the rigmarole and doing the one deal after the next deal after the next deal, wondering why they're not getting ahead. So there's a lot there that I want to talk about because ultimately that, in my mind, is what's defined as wealth. Help me understand maybe, we're about to go to break. So I was thinking about an idea. We'll leave that for after the break. I was going to start talking about some of the 10 rules of successful real estate investing. But Marco, there's so many folks that are just kind of getting into the game of real estate, but they're like, oh my gosh, there's so much to learn, so much to do, so much to absorb and then execute on. Give me about 10 seconds about where you started first. Was it a book? If it was a book, what book was it?
Long story short, I just knew real estate was where you had to be, and it was a true wealth creator. And I saw people around me that had that passive income. So I just jumped in before I read a book or took a course. And, you know, I didn't make too many mistakes, fortunately, but I learned a lot from that experience. And then I just took that and I used it as a springboard to get to the next deal and the next deal. And then I started reading books and taking courses and really building my knowledge, which is very, very important.
And Think Realty listeners, that's my guest, Marco Santarelli. We're headed into a break, but there are a couple of things that I want you to do first. Go to NaradaRealEstate.com. and browse around Marco's site. There's a lot of awesome information there. He has a blog. He has awesome interviews. Check out his podcast as well. You know, you talk about a guy that has, like, unlimited ability to get things done and provide awesome information. Marco's your guy. You got questions for me? I'm available pretty much anywhere online. This is an open invitation to stalk me. Seriously, do it. And find out why they tell me I have a face for radio. Alternatively, also check out thinkrealty.com. We have an event coming up next month in Dallas. Check it out. Get the ticket. Type in code ABHI, A-B-H-I, and I'll see you there. Hold on for me. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? You know it. It's my voice. You know who I am. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. And before the break, my guest, Marco Santarelli, and I were talking a little bit about some of the landmines that investors have to watch out for. And we were talking about passive real estate investing, which leads to financial freedom, which leads to time freedom. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about that. But before we get into that, Marco, I know you have a podcast and you have like an awesome ebook that people should download and things like this. What are some of those resources? If you can tell me a little bit about that and how I can download them and how our listeners can download them as well.
Yeah, so I'm a big believer in educating yourself. In fact, we're going to talk about this, I'm sure, today. But, you know, education is critically important. And so knowledge, there's a lot of information out there. Knowledge is important. You want to build your knowledge. And you can do that through books, you know, recordings, webinars, seminars, live events, e-books, reports, you name it, podcasts. And so, you know, I can't do all of that stuff, but the two things I have done is I created a guide called The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing, and it's 40-some pages. It's a pretty meaty and fact-filled, helpful document that's a free download on our two websites. So, you know, they can go there. People can go there and download that. And so that's on our main website as well as our passiverealestateinvesting.com website. And the other resource that I put out there fairly consistently is a weekly podcast called, you know, same name, Passive Real Estate Investing. And my goal there is probably similar to yours, Abhi, and that is really just to share this information and be shepherds of knowledge and get that information out there so people can learn at no cost and, you know, start building their financial freedom.
I love that. I mean, I think the information like we just talked about with real estate investing is just – it's so widespread, but it's also – it doesn't change much. But we have to understand the strategies involved and then figure out who we are. Otherwise, there's so many folks that will say, hey, this is what you should do. It should never be the case. We should have a very clear understanding of why we're even in the real estate investing business – and then use the strategies that we're learning about, whether it's on this radio show or your podcast or a magazine like Think Realty, which you should pick up at Barnes & Noble, by the way, just kind of a shameless plug there. But we corral the troops with all the education that we have to then make informed decisions, which then build the wealth, build the passive income, build the financial freedom, and then the time freedom. What are some of these landmines, Marco, that you have seen real estate investors kind of fall into that really kind of hinder their success as real estate investors for the long term? Do you have any that kind of jump out at you?
Yeah, I'll mention a couple. And by the way, I should have mentioned Think Realty as another resource because the website and the magazine are professionally produced. They're high quality. The information and content is excellent. And there's really no other resource out there that's a monthly publication that comes close. So I highly recommend it. And, you know, I would look forward to getting that magazine. But anyway, to answer your question, Rather than calling them landmines, let's call them mistakes. So there's two mistakes that I see investors making. One is limiting your scope to your own backyard. And here's the way I think of this. A lot of people have or do invest in stocks. They invest in the stock market. They're buying equities. The thing is you might live in California, but you might be interested in buying Coca-Cola. Well, Coca-Cola's head office is in Atlanta. So just because you don't live in Atlanta and you can't visit their office or drive by the office and make sure that the building is still standing there, should that be a reason not to invest in Coca-Cola? No, not at all. If the deal makes sense, if the investment makes sense, the fundamentals are there, the financials are there, it looks and sounds like a sound investment, you've done your due diligence, why not invest in Coca-Cola? Now, I'm not suggesting investing in the stock market. I use that as an analogy. So if you live in California where the numbers don't make sense, property values are very high, land values are very high, it's very hard to cash flow here, down payments are extremely large, why limit yourself to your backyard? Why not invest in Kansas City, Missouri, or Atlanta, Georgia, or Jacksonville, Florida, where the numbers make sense, where property values are in line with the median income, et cetera, et cetera? So limiting yourself to a 1 or 2 hour driving radius around your home territory may be a mistake. It may be very limiting into your ability to generate cash flow and to pick up literally the best deals that you can find. So that's mistake number one.
I totally
mistake
agree.
Number two, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I was just going to jump in and say, you know, one of the favorite things that that I love doing is identifying some of these secondary markets. Like Atlanta's pretty much on fire, right? Like if Amazon comes here and starts to expand, build out their second operations hub, I guess it's going to be crazy. But you know what? Affordability will start to decrease in the city, and then where do we have to go? We have to go to some of these secondary markets. So I hear what you're saying. What's number two?
So the second thing is not aligning yourself with the right people and the right team, because you know, as Robert Kiyosaki says, you know, real estate is a team sport. You're not in it by yourself, and you're not running as a solopreneur. You have to have the right attorney, the right property manager, the right real estate agent, broker, or maybe turnkey real estate provider. You have to have the right escrow company, the right lender, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I've labeled off 5 or 6 different people that are on your team. You have to look at yourself as the CEO of your real estate investing business, and all the other people are on your front line. They're your operations people, your CFO, your COO. They're the people who help you build your business. And you got to look at them that way and work with them that way. You work together. You know, they're helping you, and in return, you are helping them. And you got to look at it as a team sport. So having the right team, so there are people you can trust, people that have a good reputation, so you know you're not going to get taken. It's happened to me multiple times in the past where I've had money stolen from me, property stolen from me by my property manager. You know, just wasn't the right fit, and I didn't know that at the time. I learned it the hard way. So you can do your due diligence and get references and referrals and all that good stuff to make sure you're working with the right people. And today with the internet, you know, it's especially easy to do your due diligence and vet these people and find the right players. And of course, you know, through phone calls and email, you can get a good feeling for whether these are the people that you should be working with and want to work with. So having the right team is the second landmine, if you will, but that's what you need to have, is the right team in place to help you succeed.
I couldn't agree more, and I agree with what you said about Think Realty earlier. You know, it's one thing to have a presence online and offer resources. It's a totally different thing to have a presence online, have an awesome education-filled magazine, a cool radio show with, you know, don't mind if I say so, a super cool host, and more importantly, create a community, right? Create a community where you can trust the opinions of others and be in a safe zone where you can challenge those opinions and say, hey, you know what? I don't like the fact that you're saying you only have to flip, but you can also rent. So definitely check out thinkrealty.com. Marco, there's a lot more that we have to talk about specifically regarding why people and investors have this fear of out-of-state investing, and start maybe talking about some of these rules of successful real estate investing that make sense that we should adopt in our daily lives. You know what? Think Realty listeners, there's a lot more that we have to talk about. Don't go anywhere. But in the meantime, check out PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. Check me out anywhere online. And also go to ThinkRealty.com. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/27/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I hope that during the break you've been furiously taking notes, because passive real estate investing leads to financial freedom, which leads to time freedom if you do it right. There's so many things that Marco has already said that should be kind of in the forefront of your mind, should be challenging some of the stuff that we're talking about within your own mind, because this is so much of a mental game. Scaling a rental portfolio is a mental game. Scaling a flipping business is a mental game. Finding the right capital, structuring capital with the right hard money lenders or conventional financiers or private money. All of this stuff that we do, that we execute on every single day, is a mental game. How do we present a deal that makes sense to potential investors and potential lenders? So I wanted to take a couple of minutes with Marco and talk about, if you're, say, in California and or New York or Chicago, and you're thinking about investing in real estate, you're in like a major, major market like Seattle as well, where property generally is a little bit more unaffordable, and you're like, wait a minute, maybe it makes sense to invest in the Midwest or in Georgia or in Florida or in some of these markets that aren't as expensive, but you might be a little fearful because it's not in your own state. That's a challenge. And Marco has the solution. So Marco, what do you think about that? I mean, obviously there are a lot of folks out there that fit this bill and that are in this bucket. They could be entrepreneurs or small business owners, but they have this fear that things would go bad if they, say, invested in Indianapolis, Indiana. How would you suggest they get over that?
So people have a mental hurdle when it comes to investing in a location where it's not easily accessible. And it's not that the place is any worse than where you live, or maybe any better if you live in a great location. The problem is that people have a hard time not feeling like they're going to be able to drive by it if something was to go wrong, if something was to happen, whether they were managing it themselves or not. So if it's further than two, three hours away from where you live, some people have this reluctance to invest because they feel that, oh, I can't be in control. Well, that's not a reality. The fact is you should always be investing where the investment makes sense, where the numbers make sense, where you've got a good location, stability, a good tenant pool, where you can generate a good rate of return and good cash flow. And unfortunately, for a lot of the population that live along the coast, the east and west coast, what I refer to as the coastal states, these markets are overpriced and very expensive, and so the rents don't keep up with the appreciation in property values. So I'll give you a quick example. California, you know, where I live here, it's not uncommon to have a $700,000-$900,000 home, but the problem is only rents for about half a percent to maybe 0.3% of what that purchase price is. So you can't make the numbers work. But in the Midwest, on through the South and towards the Southeast, you can find a lot of properties that will rent for approximately 1% of that purchase price. For example, a $100,000 property in the Midwest will rent for roughly about $1,000 a month. Now, you can call that the 1% rule. It's not always, you know, easy to hit that, especially today with all these markets having appreciated. Today it's maybe 0.9%, but you want to be as close to that as possible. Now, where I recommend, and we talk to clients all the time about this, selecting the right markets, but also selecting the right neighborhoods within those markets, among other things. So this, Abby, is really can be a very long answer to your short question. The thing is that once you understand, if you have the proper guidance and you have the right team, they can help you decide where to invest, not only just in terms of the markets, but the submarkets and the neighborhoods. Because at the end of the day, the way to avoid these concerns about being invested at a long distance and in the wrong markets or the wrong locations is overcome by being in a healthy market with strong job growth and positive migration. Also, being in good neighborhoods We refer to them as A and B class neighborhoods, as opposed to C and D class neighborhoods. But if you're in good neighborhoods where you have a good demographic, a good tenant pool, you know, good schools, low crime, a strong rent to price ratio, that eliminates over 90% of the potential problems that exist out there in real estate investing.
Interesting. So I need to then be paying attention to not only the market that I'm in, but more importantly, from what I'm understanding, is building that right team, because they're eventually going to say, well, hey, you might want to consider this area now that you've done a deal or two. Here's an area that's starting to get a little bit hotter. Or you might have, say, city expediters, kind of like what we have in Atlanta. We have folks that will go to the city and kind of expedite permits. And they'll say, well, you know, I'm seeing a lot of activity slow down in this area, but it's starting to really pick up in, say, the West End, for example. So what you're saying is build a team, establish good relationships, prove to them that you're worth the conversation, and all of a sudden, that could be a potential game changer. So that makes sense, and especially for out-of-state investors, if you are in these coastal states and coastal cities where pricing is unaffordable and it doesn't make any sense even on the 0.3% rule, like Marco was saying, then you have to go inward, right? You have to start looking at other states where you can hit the rental returns, or just the returns in general, that you're looking for passively, because you're not going to find them, say, in California, unless, you know, you have super, super deep pockets, or you don't mind just buying cash, which is also not a smart idea. So, Marco, I know that you have 10 rules of successful real estate investing, and we have maybe about a minute and a half left. Fire off a couple, we'll talk about them, and then we'll close out the show. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Cool.
So you cut me off where you want me to stop, because I can go on forever. You know, we talked about this in early on in the show here, but, you know, just talking about knowledge, my first rule is to educate yourself. Education and knowledge is so important. Knowledge is the new currency. And without having enough proper knowledge, you're doomed to follow other people's advice without knowing if it's good or bad. And so knowledge will, you know, take you from being a new investor to being a good investor, and being a good investor into a great investor. And that knowledge will help provide you a passive stream of income for you and your family. So knowledge is important. You should always be a student and always educating yourself and building on that knowledge base, because the more you know, the saying goes, the more you learn, the more you earn. That is so true.
Yep.
And if you follow that, you will find that it makes a huge difference in your life.
No,
so
makes
that's
sense.
Number one.
No, I love what you're saying with that. I mean, even if you break down the word learn, right? The else, it you have the word earn in the word learn, except you got an L. So you have to pay attention to the education first, because once you learn, the more you learn, like you said, the more that you'll earn. Listen up. I know we've got to go to break. So there are a lot more rules to success with real estate investing that I'm going to pick Marco's brain about when we come back. But I'll tell you what. Here's what I want you to do in the meantime. Go to NaradaRealEstate.com. Check out Marco's website. He has a blog filled with information that, quite frankly, I'm consuming on a very regular basis and learning from and taking notes from. Everything from tax tips to what's going on currently in the markets and how you can benefit from passive real estate investing. Got questions for me? Do it. You already know what to do. Do not pretend you do not know how to get in touch with me, because I've been pushing it into your brain ever since day one. But just in case, check me out online, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, pretty much everywhere. Or just check out thinkrealty.com. Don't forget about that event we have coming up in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. I'm going to be there. And Marco's going to be there. Pick yourself a copy of Think Realty magazine as well at Barnes & Noble. See you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If
you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the ultimate guide to passive real estate investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's NORADA realestate.com/guide.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Welcome back, Think Realty listeners. We are on the home stretch, And before the break, my guest Marco Santarelli and I were talking about the 10 rules of successful real estate investing. We got through the first rule. You know, that took us about a minute and a half. But you know what? There's so many other successful rules. If we don't get through them during this home stretch segment, then you know what? after the show, go to NaradaRealEstate.com, get in touch with Marco, and find out the rest of the rules of successful real estate investing. If you have questions for me, you know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com. Like I mentioned, we have an event coming up in February from the 24th to the 26th in Dallas, Texas. You want to shake some hands? Shake my hand. Shake Marco's hands. He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. He's significantly taller than me, though. So it's easier to find him, not as easy to find me. I'm like small brown on the ground. That's kind of not even my joke, quite frankly. But it's true. So you're going to have to look for me. It's not hard. But go to thinkrealty.com. At the top of the website, click on events. Click on Dallas, sign up, register, and then type in the code word ABHI, A-B-H-I, just to give me a pat on the back, letting everybody know where you got the info. That being said, Marco, let's talk about that second rule. You said the first rule was knowledge. The more that you learn, the more you can earn. What's the second rule?
Well, the second one I'm going to talk about is something that some people are misguided on, and that is to never speculate. You don't want to speculate in any investment unless you're purely a gambler and you want to speculate. But you should always invest with a long-term perspective in mind. And long-term doesn't necessarily mean forever. It could be, 3 to 5 to 7 years, but a longer-term perspective. And you don't want to speculate on quick, short-term gains and appreciation. We all love appreciation. It's great when we have it. It comes with time. But even in a heated market experiencing double-digit gains, that can be dangerous, and we've seen that happen, and we see it happen often in cyclical markets that we find along the coast of the U.S. But you never know when a market will peak, and it usually takes 6 to 9 months after the fact that you find out if a market has peaked or not. So, the benefit of real estate, the nice thing about real estate is it moves relatively slow as an asset class. It's not extremely volatile. But you don't want to chase after appreciation. You should only invest in prudent value plays where the numbers make sense the day you buy the investment, the day you take over that real estate. So that's my next rule, never speculate. Do you have a comment or do you want me to go on?
You know what? I'll take a comment real quick because I feel like speculation is just – it gives you something to talk about, right? But it's not really going to do you any favors. It's not like you're going to speculate and then all of a sudden you're going to have good news that you're going to act on immediately. When you're buying rental property, for example, appreciation shouldn't mean anything to you because the objective of rental property is for a long-term investment. And when I'm buying that, I'm not looking at appreciation. Sure, it's a factor. Sure, it's a percentage. Sure, it's a number. But I'm looking at overall, over a 15, 20, 30-year time frame, what am I getting from this investment? What am I getting from this property? So speculation, for me, is a deal killer. What's number three?
So this segues perfectly into the next rule, and that is to invest for cash flow. So I like to think of cash flow as the glue that keeps your investment together because you have a tenant, and that tenant is basically paying your mortgage off for you. So every month they pay their rent, and you pay your bills, you pay your mortgage. What's left over is your positive cash flow. That's real spendable cash. That's real money in your pocket that you can spend. And so that cash flow keeps that deal together, and over time, you take advantage of the equity growth, the appreciation, the tax benefits, which are the appreciation, and the cash flow. So cash flow, is, like you said before, is king, and it's critically important. The equity will grow over time through the loan amortization and depreciation, while the cash flow covers all your operating expenses and debt service. And so with very rare exceptions, you should always invest in properties that have positive cash flow. The higher, the better. And, the before-tax cash flow from that property is what translates into your cash-on-cash return, and it is that number that you can use to compare to other investment opportunities. And usually you'll find real estate will be comparable to a lot of other opportunities. Well, not a lot, but some other opportunities out there. But when you factor in all the returns on your real estate portfolio, you'll see that real estate blows virtually everything else out of the water. So invest for cash flow.
Totally agreed. I mean, you have the income, you have the depreciation, equity appreciation, and leverage. Like we just talked about, appreciation isn't something that we really take a look at unless we're really going to flip. But if we're buying for cash flow, There's so many. I mean, real estate is the only asset class that offers those five key factors, right? The income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and leverage. Can't get that anywhere else. What's number four?
Okay, so this is a big one, and it's something we've been talking about on and off throughout the entire show so far. And this is being market agnostic. And this is what I built our company on for 14 years now. This month is our 14th year anniversary. We're in about 15 or 16 different markets, so we have properties available for investors in 15 or 16 different markets in the United States. And you have to realize the United States is a very large country made up of hundreds of local real estate markets, and that's the key word. These are all local real estate markets. In fact, there's over 400 MSAs or metropolitan statistical areas within the U.S., so there's a lot of areas and a lot to choose from, and even within those markets, those break down into sub-markets, and then you can keep breaking it down into smaller and smaller regions until you ultimately get into neighborhoods. We help guide people through this, but this rule about being market agnostic, it comes down to this. Every market moves up and down independently of one another due to many local factors, you know, whether it be jobs, job growth, migration rates, industry and manufacturing changes that happen, et cetera, et cetera. So you should recognize that there are times when it makes sense to invest in a particular market, and there are times when it does not. So you should only invest in markets when it makes sense to do so, not because you live there or because you bought a property there before. You know, there's certainly an element of timing, but it comes down to, again, you know, the local market, its fundamentals, its economics. Does it make sense to invest there? What's going on there? Is there a broad economy? Are there jobs? Is there job growth? Is there opportunity? Do the prices make sense? That rent-to-value ratio or price ratio, is that in place? You need to look at these things, and in doing so, you are being market agnostic, which is exactly what we built our company on.
Smart words. I think understanding the fundamentals of any market, right, whether it's a primary market, secondary market, whatever, if we don't get that, then we have absolutely no business even investing in real estate, period, right? Like, forget the property management, forget everything else. If we don't understand the investment personality and then naturally the market, sorry. Like, try again. I know it's just January, right? But try again in 2018 until you figure that out. what's number five? Yeah. Well, we're coming up on about 45 seconds before we have to end the show. Let's give them one more. I'll wrap it up.
Well, this is a good one to wrap up on because this is the process we take people through, and that is to take a top-down approach. Always start by selecting the best markets that align with your investment goals. You know, most investors start by analyzing properties with little or no regard to its location, and that's a problem because you're being myopic. You're starting with a property, and it could be in the middle of a war zone. So this is a big mistake. So don't consider the investment in light of – you have to consider the investment in light of the market and the neighborhood it's in. So the best approach is to first choose your city or town based on the health of the housing market, the local economy, et cetera, et cetera. And from there, you narrow things down to the best neighborhoods based on amenities, schools, crime, rent demand, et cetera. And then finally, you look at the best deals within those neighborhoods, and you align yourself with the right team like property managers and other people that we've assembled within our network.
Top-down approach, I like it. Marco, listen, I've been taking notes. I appreciate your time today. You've been an awesome, awesome guest for the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Abby. Loved it.
Awesome. Think Realty listeners, listen up. There are a couple of websites that I want you to go to. One, Marco's site. He has, again, a lot of information you can learn more about. The rest of the four rules of successful real estate investing there. Go to noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A, realestate.com. Got questions for me? I am open and available to take those questions and to answer them. Do it. Go to LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever your fancy is, that's okay. I'm there. Also, check out thinkrealty.com. I have a bunch of videos on there that you can learn from and a bunch of ways that you can get in touch with me there too. I would say this. Passive real estate investing leads to financial freedom, leads to time freedom. Meditate on that for the rest of the day and you can be a successful real estate investor. See you next time.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio.